I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The growing militant Muslim presence in the Philippine South is cause for concern, especially for those involved in church leadership and evangelism. Christian Resources International John Lowery is in the Philippines this week for a pastor's conference, providing them with the tools they need to be more effective while the window is still open.
We should be praying for the safety of these pastors because persecution probably is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. The further south you go in the island chain, the more militant Islam is. Where we are at, they're not seeing as much of that, but they know that the time is coming.
And with the historic International Evangelical Missions Forum now complete, what's next? MNN's Greg Yoder reports from Ukraine.
There's a crisis in many of the former Soviet nations. The evangelical church is in decline because many churches are stuck in their traditions and legalism. While many had been unwilling to talk, evangelical leaders are now talking. Russian ministry, Sergei Rakuba.
The evangelical church has a wake-up call because their churches are not filled with young people anymore. But there's lots of young people in this country that are searching for the truth, and the church has a responsibility to provide that answer.
Rakuba says the forum wasn't the final answer to the problems, but it may have been the beginning of more dialogue on how to make the church more effective and relevant in a contemporary, postmodern, selfish society. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Irpin, Ukraine.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by former MAF President Max Myers, who shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot. To get your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.